economic output. And the nation's long-term success hinges on strengthening and creating high-paying jobs in these economic centers. This can happen quickly and dramatically with investment in urban infrastructure. The president has stood up and shown his commitment to rebuild Iraq by asking for another $20 billion for the country's reconstruction. Now, he must make the same commitment to our nation's cities, a commitment to build America. For years, cities like Detroit, with support from the state, have been shouldering the brunt of infrastructure costs. The time has come for the federal government to again pay its fair share. Dollars must be directed to rebuild our city's public works and transportation systems and develop new systems like high-speed rail. We must invest in roads, bridges, ports, and buildings vital to commerce, and we must wire our cities to be competitive in the global high-tech economy. Investing in urban infrastructure creates a high-paying job in every sector, everything from construction to architecture to technology. And the projects strengthen a city's foundation and its ability to grow new companies, new jobs, and new economic opportunities. At the same time, we must also invest in job training and provide people with the skills they need to compete in the global economy. The president claimed this was a priority in his State of the Union speech. But then he revealed his true commitment by cutting $300 million from vocational education programs in his proposed budget. The president's budget has landed with a resounding thud on Capitol Hill, and its potential impact is echoing through Detroit and cities across the country. It's being heard by our citizens who are demanding change as they vote today in Michigan's Democratic Presidential Caucus, and now Congress must get the message and do the right thing. We must not allow the president to buy America in this election year with his bloated budget. Rather, we must build America with responsible spending and urban investment. This is Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Thank you for listening, and God bless.